Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Lord, search me, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 45, verse 2 to 4. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto me, O Barak. Thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thus thou shalt say unto him, the Lord saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. When we do not set our affections on things above, we can quickly become agitated and worried when we see the things of this world slipping away from our grasp. When we are focusing our attention on laying up treasures here on earth, we will find it a little difficult to deal with any persecution that is associated with being a follower of Christ. When we don't ask the Lord to search our hearts to determine if there is any wicked ways there, we will find ourselves blaming the Lord for the negative things that occur in our lives. This was the situation Jeremiah's scribe Barak found himself in. Let us pick up the story in Jeremiah chapter 45, verse 2 to 4. The word of the Lord said, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto thee, O Barak. Thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my soul. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thus shalt thou say unto me, the Lord saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. Here we see Barak complaining to the Lord because of the pressure that he found himself in. Can you imagine that Barak was accusing the Lord for adding grief to his sorrow? I'm sure if you realize that there are times in our lives, our own situations, where we speak about the Lord in the same manner. There are times when instead of taking a closer examination of our own current lifestyle and the thoughts that we have in our mind, we prefer to blame the Lord for some of the calamities that happen to us. Today, the Lord wants us to understand and to be reminded that before we take a stab at him because of the negative things which may be occurring in our lives, we need to ask the Lord to do what the psalmist David said in Psalm chapter 139, verse 23 and 24. And I quote, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I'm sure if God should reveal to us some of the things that we are doing in our own minds or what is going on in our own minds, we would be like totally shocked. We must remember that God knows our heart intimately. We therefore cannot hide anything from God. So, the next time we find ourselves in a predicament, let us not believe like Barak. Instead, let us ask the Lord to search our heart and to help us to understand why these negative situations are occurring in our lives. By doing so, we will be placed in a position, a much better position than Barak, and will be spared from reproof that God may choose to give us because of our actions. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I quote, the reproof that God gave him for talking at this rate. Jeremiah was troubled to see him in such an agitation and knew not well what to say to him. He was loath to chide him and yet thought he deserved it, was willing to comfort him and yet knew not which way to go about it. But God tells him what he shall say to him in verse 4. Jeremiah could not be certain what was at the bottom of these complaints and fear, but God sees it. They came from his corruptions. that the hurt might therefore not be healed slightly, he searches the wound and shows him that he had raised his expectation too high in this world and had promised himself too much from it, and that made the distress and troubles he was in so very grievous to him and so hard to be borne. Note, the frowns of the world would not disquiet us as they do if we did not foolishly flatter ourselves with the hopes of its smiles and courts and covet them too much. It is our over fondness for the good things of this present time that makes us impatient under its evil things. Now God shows him that it was his fault and folly at this time of day especially, either to desire or to look for an abundance of wealth and honor of this world. End of quote. I pray that when calamities come upon us, instead of blaming the Lord for our situations, I pray that we will ask the Lord to search our hearts so that we can know whether we have caused this situation to come upon us. I pray that we will continue to surrender every area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit so that God can help us to ask or to act in a manner that will be pleasing in His sight, no matter what the world throws at us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word, and we ask today, Lord, that you will search our hearts. As the psalmist David said, "Search me and know my heart." Help us, Father, to allow ourselves to be known and for you to reveal to us the condition of our hearts so that we will not find ourselves in the same position as Barak. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and your mercy upon us, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.